Shalom, everybody! In the very beginning of our parasha, the Torah introduces Korbanos with the words, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban lashem. The Torah tells us when a person, an Adam, brings a korban, then this is how the korban is to be brought, etc. And many mefarshim ask a question on the seemingly strange wording in the pasuk. Why does the Torah say Adam ki yakriv mikem to describe a person, Adam? Why not say Ish? And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash Rabbah and says that the word Adam is meant to teach us something very specific about Korbanos. Rashi says that the word Adam reminds us of Adam HaRishon, just like Adam HaRishon. When he brought his korbanos, he didn't use any animals that were stolen. So to you, when you bring a korban, it may not be stolen. It may not be from stolen property. That's the Rashi quoting the Medrash. However, what exactly does that mean? We can't perform any mitzvah from something that's stolen. You can't wear stolen tefillin. You can't eat stolen matzah, etc., etc. It's what the Gemara calls a mitzvah haba'a be'aveira. It's a mitzvah that comes about through an aveira. But this is a problem for any mitzvah. According to the Medrash and according to Rashi, why did the Torah tell us this idea here again regarding korbanos, that we can't steal in order to bring a korban? We know it already throughout the entire Torah. This question is asked by many mefarshim. It's also asked by the Ksav Sofer, Rav Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer. He died in 1871. He was the son of the Chasm Sofer. And he asks this question in his Sefer Ksav Sofer Ala Torah, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. I want to say parenthetically that I am summarizing his lengthy explanation. If something is unclear or incorrect, of course it's my fault, and not, of course, the fault of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says the following: when a person sins, they are supposed to bring a korban. But why? Why does an animal have to give up its life so that the person can receive atonement? Yes, Hashem commanded us to bring korbanos, but why did he set it up that way? And the Ksav Sofer says that the answer lies in a Gemara, in Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, which says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's important for us to realize and internalize that Sof Adam Lamus, Vesof Behema Lishchita. A person will ultimately die, and an animal will ultimately be slaughtered. That's the way the world is. It's sobering, but it's the truth. And our job is to recognize that and to work as hard as we can for the time that we have in this world, getting closer to Hashem. That's our job. And part of our job is to realize that we'll make mistakes sometimes. We'll stumble. We may fall. And we get back up again, and we hear about that in our parsha. When we get back up, we bring a korban, and we receive atonement for our sins, and we move on. And the Ksav Sofer says that that is behind the idea in the Medrash, in the Gemara, Sof Behema Lishchita. Everything in this world is meant to be a vehicle to serve Hashem. When a person sins, they can use an animal as a korban to receive atonement. That's true. Sof Behema Lishchita. That's what an animal could and should be used for. However, that is only true when we bring the korban properly. And this is an idea that we hear about throughout Sefer Vayikra and all the time when we hear about korbanos. This is true. We can receive atonement with tshuva, with tefillah, with a real and true desire to change our ways. But if we just bring a korban by rote, if we just go through the motions without working towards real change, without a desire to use this korban as a vehicle to get closer to Hashem, if that's the idea, then we have used the animal improperly. That would be killing an animal for no reason, for the wrong reason. And that is the Rashi and the Medrash we quoted earlier. The Torah says, Adam ki akriv mikem korban Hashem. You must bring a korban like Adam HaRishon did. Hashem never commanded Adam HaRishon to bring a korban. He did it on his own from a true and real desire to mend his ways and to improve, to commit to the best of his ability, to do better, to be better. Anything less than that would be taking the life of an animal for no reason. That would be stealing an animal for no reason. And this is a message that we hear again and again when it comes to korbanos. Hashem doesn't want your korbanos. if they're stolen. Now that's true, of course, like every other mitzvah. Hashem doesn't want any mitzvah habab yaveira, but specifically about korbanos too, you want to just check off a box and bring a korban without any accompanying attempts to grow? That would be stealing. No, bring a korban like Adam HaRishon, with a true and real desire to change. Have an amazing day, everyone.